Stephanie Lindquist, who teaches both political science and law at Vanderbilt, says the committee process, rather than filibuster, was used during the Clinton administration to block the president's nominees to the federal bench.
And in fact, at that time, it was probably more serious than it is now because there were greater numbers of vacancies on the federal bench. At this point in time, the number of vacancies on the bench are actually quite low.
Lindquist says some might be surprised to know that the voting behavior of former President Clinton's appointees is now considered moderate in comparison with appointees by Bush 41 and the current president.
They were considered moderate at the time of their appointment, and their voting behavior has demonstrated that they are moderate even as they sit on the bench and vote on individual decisions. So the argument that the judiciary is staffed with liberal activists is not based on fact. It's not based upon the empirical evidence. There are some liberals that were appointed by the Carter administration that were probably more liberal than any Clinton appointees.
Lindquist does not think it's appropriate to label liberals as the only activist judges on the federal bench.
For example, the conservatives that now sit on the Supreme Court, including Justice Scalia, who is often raised as the icon of restrainist jurists, are in fact quite activists when it comes to liberal congressional enactments and are quite willing to strike down laws passed by Congress that protect, for example, disabled people or women, or at least restrict those laws in terms of their enforcement and implementation. So it's not appropriate to label liberals as the only activist judges on the courts.
I'm Avery Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.